Welcome to the 11 on 11 podcast. I'm Mo.
I'm Arv.
Mace.
I'm Mr. Cool Guy.
Let's get it started. Here.
Why do we stop? Like the music has anything to do with us,
right?
We edit that in. Stop stopping. Let's go.
I'm
gonna go on strike soon, man. You guys, I'm fed up right now. Stop this pausing with no music.
Hey, man,
we're pausing and not saying anything, and you guys are just singing.
You see, since it's an Arsenal episode, he's already getting toxic.
Right.
I'm not an Arsenal fan anymore. But
okay. You're on loan still.
New season.
Are you back, man?
I'll see how they treat me. Oh, so your January transfer window then.
Guys, I transfer
in the middle of the season, so that way I can choose where I want to go.
I have an announcement.
What?
You're pregnant.
No. Now, since we're bringing up Arsenal, I'm going to give Arteta another season.
Huh?
So someone who is Arteta out for a long time, very prominent about it, I'm going to give Arteta one more season. So as of right now, publicly, I'm stating I'm Arteta in. Till the end of the season, maybe till Christmas, depending how things go.
No, I'm gonna
give him another chance. I'm not gonna be toxic. I'm gonna go through this keep seller loan today, being positive. Okay.
Wait. What? At what point do you have to stay Arteta until? Is it till Christmas that you have to stay Arteta until?
If we're not competing by Christmas, then
okay. So, but until Christmas, you're supporting Arteta.
Fully.
I say give him till end of November. Yeah. End of November. I think that's a fair...
Not lasting till September. I promise you.
I'm going to back him. I don't have any other choice, to be fair. I'm going to back him heavily.
This is very mature of you.
No, man.
I'm shocked.
I don't know. Bro, I was just thinking about it. It's just... too much.
You know, like, there's just... At this point, we're not getting another manager. So what am I going to do? I'm going to back him fully until my hands are tied. Which I already thought I was, but again, I'll give him a chance. Pandemic, gonna get full backing apparently this season. So, Arteta, you have my back. Okay,
that's big.
But
he needed that.
As he finally
succeed,
he was at home going, oh, "Man, Arf doesn't support me. I can't anymore. I need Arf's support."
Now, in regards to that, Arteta must compete. Finish top four with silverware.
Yeah, you've lost. He has
to finish top four for me to continue to still be in the job.
Be in top four or compete?
Be in top four. At worst, fifth place. But that shouldn't be good enough. If you have three seasons, you have to be top four.
But who are we going to knock off for that to happen? Who?
I don't know.
Liverpool? City? Chelsea? There's one spot left.
We did the double on Chelsea. Why not? But...
36
don't
other
look
games.
At me like that. We did the triple on you guys. FA Cup final too. Come on, man.
36 other games.
Yeah.
I think Arsenal is the only fan base where you have fans who are on complete opposite ends of the spectrum. It's the same team.
Never in the middle, I know.
Oh my God.
We were second since Christmas, so I'm going to use that fully.
This is a debate for a different day. Arsenal's not a top four team. I feel like you should just accept that and that'll hurt you less.
I've accepted it.
So I've accepted it,
but that's why I'm expecting more from my manager. Apparently, he's going to get a heavy backing this summer, so I expect top four.
But if he's not in a top four team and he's not a top four type of manager, how do you expect him to get the team to top four?
He's going to have the backing. If backing equals
top four, according to RF.
So what kind of players are we talking about for y'all?
Listen, we have good players. I'm not saying we have elite players. We don't have world class players. We have good players.
And on that note, today, this is the craziest segue, but on that note, today, we are doing a keep, loan, sell, or another category that we'll name later. But so we're going to be going through the Arsenal squad, all 30-something of them, and we're just going to go through each player quickly and decide whether to keep, loan, or sell. And then, so we'll name the player, we might discuss a little bit, and then at the end, we'll all decide, and there's three of us, so we can't all agree. I mean,
yeah.
There's no way something gets undecided.
I mean, depends. Mm-hmm. You do keep, I do sell, RF does loan.
Your opinion doesn't matter.
Oof.
the Chelsea fan trying to come into our business. You're lucky we let you do this, buddy.
Privilege. All right, let's start off. Let's start off with the main guy, our captain. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Transfer market value, $27 million. Has 2 years, another two years left on his contract. So 2023. For me, for me, unless you get a crazy amount of money, 40, 50 mil, you keep. And you let him play it out. Like, we lack elite players on this team, and he is one of the few elite players that we have left.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you sure?
I'm very sure. Very sure. So, you keep Aubameyang, no doubt. That's a keep for me.
Ace, what do you think?
I'll be honest, this is kind of dependent on who you bring in. But if I had the opportunity to sell Aubameyang and bring in somebody instead, I would do it in a heartbeat. But there's no real context to this list, so I guess you have to keep him. But what I would say is definitely take him off captain. Do not make this guy captain any second longer.
It's not that, like...
He drives a fluorescent little Uzi Vert type Lamborghini.
No, but if we're going to judge him based off character, then... Like, I know we lack character in this team, but, like, we don't know what goes down in the locker room. All the
players... I know it doesn't happen.
No, but what we hear from the players, they speak highly of Aubameyang. All the time.
Believe the players?
I mean, how are we supposed to know? Obviously, everything comes from the players, right? We never heard anybody speak highly of Xhaka. We've never heard anybody speak... Well, I've heard...
Our team has no unity.
I've never heard anybody speak highly of... the players
chose Xhaka when he was captain.
Nah, it wasn't even Xhaka. He was like second or something. I think the players chose, and then Arteta, he went over their heads. I don't think Xhaka was...
No, Emery was here.
There was a mix. Yes, there was a mixed vote. I know. And they picked five players. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like very close. It was all over the place. Hector Bellerin was voted one of them, okay? Take that.
I'm just saying, those are big majority of your team chose him. One-fifth is still a big portion of your team.
Bro, Arsenal needs a documentary. That sounds lit.
Bro, you know what I was thinking? Like, remember how Tottenham had the all or nothing? Wallahi, Arsenal should have done it. That season, the Xhaka incident, the switch of managers, and win the FA Cup at the end. All or nothing?
And you sell the rights to it for 50 million. And then you buy somebody.
Like who, Ace? So we'll get into that later.
Ace, you're keeping him. Arf, you're keeping him.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
As the Chelsea guy, I'm telling y'all, sell. The reason I say this is...
You want him on your team?
Because he's Hazard and he's almost finished.
No, it's not that.
Okay.
Arsenal has a habit of you guys hold on to players and then when they're for free, you let them go, or their market value is super low, you let them go. If you want money, you sell them while you still can. You have to be able to work sometimes.
He hasn't done anything this year.
But exactly. He hasn't done anything worth it. So if you can get 30 mil for him, I'd take that.
But what if he does something and you can sell him again for next year?
It's unlikely. And you have 1 year left on his contract. If you're going to do that, re-up one more year.
Now hear me out.
Betting on this
again,
re-up one more year.
We're talking about keeping to improve this team. Without Aubameyang, without an elite player, you're not going forward. Aubameyang has been the best player for his last three seasons. Out of the two, he was the best player.
But you're looking for
the future. He carried this team for a while.
You're looking for the future.
I'm looking for the future.
Do you think 3 years from now he's going to be your best player?
But I don't think Arteta's looking for the future.
I'm asking you, forget Arteta. I'm asking you, do you think he's going to be one for the, like 3 years from now, he's going to be your best player or top three player?
Absolutely not.
So then.
But you know, you never know. Like Jamie Vardy was still one of the best players in Leicester. How old is he now? He's like 34 now.
Jamie Vardy also started
okay last season, but the season before, and he was like 33.
But Vardy also started way later.
Bro, a lot of the best strikers in the world are like above 30. Benzema, Lewandowski.
Aubameyang will not get better with age.
But they're all going up.
Aubameyang will absolutely not get
better. Bro, the guy's still doing back front flips every time he scores.
On the way down.
He's 31 years old. He's doing front flips when he scores.
Aubameyang is crashing downwards right now. We just need him to rescue and just go a little bit back up. He'll never reach his peak again.
I'm just saying.
In my opinion.
This might be where you can get the most money for him. So I'd say personally sell him. But you guys say keep.
To
keep. Collectively we're keeping
him. One sell. We are keeping this brother.
Hey.
So now.
Volaren
Balogun.
I like baloney.
My ace stamp.
How dare you, man?
Don't disrespect him. My ace stamp player, you 100% have to keep him. I think he has like two goals and one assist in like 60 minutes.
Yeah.
In Europa League action.
My issue with him, I don't think Arteta's going to give him playing time. We don't have European competition.
I forgot to think about stuff like this.
Yeah, man. So we're definitely, if you want him to progress and become the player that we want him to become, playing time, he's not going to get that this season. I'd go with loan.
Definitely
loan him out this season.
I agree.
I don't mind that. Yeah. Actually, I would agree with that too. Loan.
Like, we just have Carabao Cup.
Yeah.
You're probably going to play Martinelli those games as well. Yeah. You have depth up front, so.
Cedric Suarez.
Cedric, get the hell out of here.
what are you saying? Really? Sell?
Cedric Suarez, sell.
While you're bugging.
Assalamu alaikum. Please leave my club.
I have no. He had a note still. I got jealous. I tried to go past it. Brother, I should bring it back.
If a club offered me $1 million for Cedric, he can go. I have no problem. If this was for free, he can go.
Why?
I don't like him. I don't like him. I personally don't like him.
Bro, he has a good delivery. I've never seen him settled in this team yet.
He's had his chances.
He had a couple chances. At left back, come on, man.
He had like one, two good games. Everybody would be like, oh, keep Cedric on.
He's decent. He's a good backup.
Oh, man. He's not that good. Bro, you know what's crazy?
I agree.
Keep him, right?
You need a backup.
Okay, hear me out. If you're going to keep him, listen, this guy's 29 years old. His contract running down to 2024. Again, this whole, you're talking about for the future. This is a short-term project. If we're going to keep Aubameyang, I don't mind keeping Cedric. But if we're looking to improve...
It's our positions, backup.
And this is one of our weakest positions, by the way. Right back has been one of our weakest positions for years. And you know that, Ace.
I plan to do something with this other right back. Believe me. This is a category that you guys will find out. It's not just keep Sal alone. Brother, believe me. We'll get to him. Next one. I think we might have to pick up the pace a little bit.
With Cedric, I said Sal. You guys said keep?
We both said keep.
I said keep. You need a backup. You might not be good, but you need a backup.
Callum Chambers.
Keep. I like Chambers. Unfortunate, he tore his ACL. I like Chambers. Let me talk.
Ace and I both looked at each other and went, what the
Spider-Man
hell?
We had the exact same look. At the exact same look.
You guys are going based off name. Callum Chambers? Yes, you are. You haven't watched him. Callum Chambers?
I've watched this him this season.
As per season, he's been our best right back this season.
Yeah, so we should sell him. Make some money.
We're not getting anything.
We just said
we're not getting.
If we're keeping Cedric and we want to do something else to our other right back, which means we need to buy another one.
Sounding mad,
bro.
You know, I'm just looking up right now. His contract runs out to 2022, so he has 1 year left on his contract.
Sell. Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
But we lack English players and homegrown talent, and we won't pass registration rules unless we bring in a player. So I say keep,
bro. I will change his nationality for him.
So you're really risking losing out on money right now.
Nobody's offering anything.
Next season he's gone for free.
You never know.
You gotta shop him around.
Yeah.
Next season he's gone for free.
Another thing
are we gonna win the league this season? Is he gonna push us anywhere? No, he's just gonna be a backup.
Another point with Callum, more versatile. He can play right back, did well at right back, he played well at right wing back, and he can play very well at center back. So if we're gonna, plus on top of that, we're losing a lot of center backs from last season.
Are you David keeping Luiz, him next season?
We lost Socrates already.
Are you keeping him next season?
We need more depth.
No, are you keeping him next season?
Who is versatile? I'd keep him.
Next season, when he's on a free, are you re-signing him?
Yeah, it's probably cheap.
All right, then keep him.
Yeah.
If that's
you're re-signing Callum Chambers. That is hustling backwards.
You're not getting anything from him. If you're going to sell him, you're going to get like one, two.
What is he going to do for us if we keep him? The wage bill is just going to go up.
Get the $5 million.
Yeah, I'm saying sell. 100% sell.
Is he from your academy or did you guys pick him up? You guys bought
him? We bought him.
Oh,
how much you guys buy him?
I forget. I think it was from Southampton or something. Yeah.
Bro, you guys probably recouped that money.
No, we bought him. I don't remember from where.
I'd say sell,
but if you're saying 100% re-sign this guy, then keep him. That makes sense. If you're not gonna re-sign him, sell the kid.
We're not gonna re-sign him.
You're gonna lose money.
I say keep.
We're not gonna re-sign him. I'm saying sell.
I agree. So honestly, I would. Personally, I would not.
Me and Moore agree too
Callum
much.
Before Callum tore his ACL, he was one of our best defenders.
Yeah, he was decent.
But another one of your right backs before he tore his ACL was one of your best right backs.
Okay. Next player, Hamed El.
Sideways, now Nani.
Disrespect, man. I just wanted you to finish his last name.
Nah, I actually rate the guy. I keep him. I'll tell you why. He doesn't have an ego. I respect El Nani.
Good
locker room, good vibes with him. And I know if he's on the bench, he's not the type to like get on Arteta. Oh, play me. Like he's gonna respect Arteta's decision and stuff. So you need a guy like that, especially in midfield, because we do lack depth.
Don't forget, we have no European competition.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
When the hell is he going to play? Our starting lineup should be playing in our league, in the League Cups, in the FA Cups, everything.
It's England. There's a lot of competitions. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind keeping him. Bench player anyways.
Yeah, bench player. Why not?
What do you think?
I don't. This one's one of those where if you keep her, it sells the same thing.
I do think with El Neni, you could get more money than you think. Like there was a Turkish club that loaned him out, was offering a lot more than... He's valued, and his contract's running down. He has one more year left.
He has a lot of branding.
One more year left?
Yeah.
Sell the kid.
He has a lot of branding.
Sell him. One more year left, sell him.
Yeah, we're lacking Muslims on this.
Bro, sell him.
I'd keep him.
Sell him to Al Ahli, bro. Get him out of here. Yeah, sell, yeah. Take him out of the continent.
You know what it is? Arsenal probably get a lot of jersey sales from El Neni. Egypt, all of that. Yeah.
They don't make money off that.
Bro, I'll tell you one thing. No Egyptian is buying El Neni's jersey. I promise. Yeah,
there's a man named Mohamed Salah.
Who's balling. They're all Liverpool fans.
There's a better Mohamed.
Yeah.
Brother, the Arsenal, yes. The Arsenal Egyptian fans are wearing Mo Salah kits.
So wait, what are we doing about El Neni?
After Christmas. I don't know.
Listen, guys, this is, I want to ignore what you said, but yeah, let's keep moving.
El Neni, who do we say?
I'm saying keep.
Keep, yeah.
Keep then.
Unless we get good.
No. Which one? Keep, sell loan.
Keep.
The thing is, his contract's running down again.
Bro, make it easy.
Answer keep. Me. Keep, Halas, sell loan. One.
Keep.
All right, keep.
All right. Next person, Gabriel.
Keep.
Keep.
Easy.
Keep.
Easy.
Not much to say. We'll move on quickly.
He needs to keep his teeth, though.
But I do think we need a defender.
100%.
I don't... Like, Gabriel looks shaky. Very shaky.
I don't think that was really his fault. I think if he gets a brand new start, head start in a new season, I think he'll do well.
He was second choice for most of the second season.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Arif.
And, yo, I wanted to bring
for
up...
the future, no?
I'm not gonna lie.
Since you brought up Gabriel, one point I want to bring up. In that Villarreal game, the semifinal, Arteta made 5 signings. Only one of them started on that game. So, and Gabriel wasn't even one of those. So, and he was our standout player at the start of the season. But we'll get into that later. But yeah, keep 100% Gabriel.
Next player.
Oh, this
Mo,
is a problem.
You want to do the honors?
Honest truth? How much is left on his contract? How many years?
1 year left.
1 year left?
I'm selling him first.
Sell him.
I'm selling him first.
If he has 1 year left.
Ace, how dare you?
I want him
how
to
dare
be
you.
Audience?
I how want him you? To be
audience?
Free.
How dare you?
We're talking about Matteo Guendouzi.
I want him to be free, man. He doesn't deserve this. He needs to go free.
Oh, you're Arteta out now, eh?
Bro, you think he's resigning?
You're Arteta out now, eh?
Do you
Arteta
think he's resigning?
Huh?
Do you think he will resign?
I think he will.
I think he
you
would.
Think he will
I think,
he,
I think
would.
He thinks he can outlast Arteta.
I think no other clubs are willing to pay his wages.
That's a fair point. I didn't even consider that.
No. He can outlast Arteta if he stays, but the club won't let him. What I would do, I would 100% want to keep him. But for his own good, I would want to set him free.
What's that quote? If you really love somebody, let them go. You hope they come back. Man.
My favorite player.
Everybody knows my opinion on Matteo. I love the kid. I want Arsenal to keep him. I want him to get another chance. Obviously, I don't think that's going to happen under Mikel. 1 year left on his contract. I do hear a lot of rumors that clubs are willing to bid for him, but I'm not hearing as much. Like, if you're going to offer 5-6 mil, I say don't take it. Because this is a player who would probably want to stay at the club.
5-6 mil.
Bro, I'm legit. Like, Marseille was saying, Arsenal were telling Marseille 15 mil. Marseille was like, no.
Marseille said 10 million euros, right?
No, they were like blowballing like 6-7 mil. They're like, no, you have 1 year left on a contract. Like, either that or leave on a free, which is smart.
Yeah, that's the problem with Arsenal. You guys but leave your players on too long.
One thing I did notice, Matteo did change his Instagram profile pic, Twitter profile pic, Facebook profile pic wearing Arsenal kit. So I have hope.
Today. Oh my God, Arf.
Just to let you know, Messi in 2017 liked Chelsea's Instagram page and we're still expecting him to sign. Just so you know.
Well, do you know Arsenal could have signed Messi in 2001?
Wenger
spent 1 mil less on the bid.
But yo, if we do sell Xhaka, we are lacking a lot of midfielders. You have to keep Matteo for
keep
squad
him.
Depth.
I would like keep
yes, El Neni. But if I had to pick between Matteo and El Neni, I'm keeping Matteo. There's more potential there.
Contract.
Forget that. Do you think he could help in their season?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about, Matteo?
Matteo.
100%.
I don't think he does anything.
I'm agreeing.
Bro, at least let him play the Carabao Cup game.
Fellas. Let's keep the momentum going.
It's not like we're
going
to sign anybody.
I
can't even get Buendia.
Send him...
No, save
send
that.
Wait, who's
save
the next
that.
One?
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Rob Holding's the next player.
Oh, no.
Send
Rob
him
Holding.
With his family of ducklings on their merry way.
Disrespect. Holdinho.
Get that fraud out of here, bro.
Nah, man.
The man's really trying to hold on to this hairline. What he needs to do is hold on to his skills because they're lacking.
Yeah,
I would keep him.
I'd keep him, too.
Nuts.
I thought he
only
potential.
Because I know we're not going to get anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, so lack of depth.
And honestly, the games Rob Holding has played, eventually we've been solid. He's been okay. He's had some shaky moments.
He's had a bunch of ups and downs.
Yeah. But the games he's played, we've had the most clean sheets.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot, like, defensively, we've been probably that was our biggest pro this season. Yeah, so. Facts. And Rob Holding played a big deal in that.
I'm just saying, man. But
if we get a good bid for Rob Holding, take that in a heartbeat and replace him immediately. So if I get a 10-15 mil, I'm taking it. But I don't think any clubs are willing to offer that. Apparently Newcastle was trying to get that, and I don't know what happened. But yeah, I don't know. I'd say keep for now.
Honestly, sometimes he looks like Psyduck because he's mad confused. So I'd personally sell him. But yeah. I guess
so. It's up to me, huh?
Now, you said keep, no?
I would.
His value is at 19 million. What? I'd sell, actually. That's yeah, you know what? I'd sell.
I'll keep.
Just get looking at the price. It's time to go.
I guess I'm a voter.
I'd say so, yeah.
Kolasinac?
Get the hell out of here. Ibn Kelb, get out of here.
No. Listen, Arf, you know he will destroy you. You cannot say talk bad about
you can't.
Guy. Listen, I'm all the way in Canada. It's all good. I'll armbar him. Get the hell out of here.
Of him and Oito fighting out the burners? I know.
Like, give the people the backstory.
Biggest highlight of his career.
Somebody tried to break by into the way, car, right? Was it?
These two masked guys tried to rob Ozil, Kolasinac, and their wives when they were out together.
And Kolasinac went, not today,
yeah, I've
sir.
Never seen Kolasinac defend on my life like that. I'm just saying, bro. No, that's messed up stuff.
Hey, man, maybe he's a big game kind of player then. When life's on the line.
He said it perfect last time. Kolasinac is Emerson. You know you wouldn't keep him. Emerson from Chelsea.
Yeah, no way.
I just don't care. He's really bad. He's only good going forward. Defending, trash. He can't play in four at the back. If we play with wingbacks, probably fits him better. No,
he's not even
well
that good at
back.
That. He's not even that good at that.
He played good under Emery. He was our first
he's
choice.
Okay.
If you're comparing him to Emerson, I'm of the mindset of, I don't care that he's in the team. If someone wants to buy him, buy him. that's how I am.
Nah, but Kolasinac is on high wages too. We did get him on a free. If we do get a bid for him, that'd be perfect. 1 year left. Again, another player. 1 year left on his contract. Insane, Arsenal. You're letting all these players run under contract. You wonder why we're in a huge crisis, but yeah, if 1 year left on your contract, time to go. Sell them, whatever price you get.
Laka.
Blood clot.
Alexander Lacazette.
This one's tough for me.
This is Arf's old PSN name. Laka still, Blood Clot.
Still PSN my PSN name. Oh, Laka Blood Clot.
Laka Blood Clot.
We need to get this guy out of London as fast as we can. As fast as
he
we
was
can.
He was our best striker this season.
Really?
Don't forget
that. That does not say anything to me.
How?
Get this guy out of here.
Okay.
I cannot stand
to so if you can't get anyone in... Like,
you have to get somebody in. Oh, I'll start Belogan. Belogan, Martinelli, have fun. Enjoy, grow.
Zero experience.
Lacazette, get out of here. No, they have to leave. I'm sorry.
Lacazette
has to leave.
Again, another player with 1 year left on his contract.
He has to
and
leave.
Bro, I was hearing Lacazette's rumor with some teams. They're offering him like 15 mil.
Take it.
For 15 million, I'm keeping Lacazette.
No, take it.
What is he going to do this season? Nothing.
He was our best striker this season. He was our best attacker this season.
You've already kept the Aubameyang. You can't have both. One of them has to go this season.
I agree with that. That is true. That is true.
If we're keeping Aubameyang, you're going to keep Lacazette?
One of them has to go.
Yeah, no, I'm with that. I was with the mindset that one of them have to go. You can't. It doesn't make sense for both of them. But Lacazette was insane wages. Honestly, I wouldn't say he was a flop, but he wasn't... He wasn't to the levels that he should be.
Lacazette?
He was a flop. Yeah.
Oh, he was a flop.
He was a flop.
He was player of the season two seasons ago. This season, he was our best player. Listen, he has more goals than all your attackers in Chelsea. He has more goals than Havertz, Pulisic, Werner.
That's fine.
Just in the league. And they're playing how many competitions?
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Lacazette does not show
up. He's had better performances.
These guys want a Champions League final starting.
No, I'm not talking about Chelsea. I mean, like, he's had better performances in this Arsenal team compared to most of the players.
Werner's had a better season than Lacazette.
So if it was one of the players,
I don't think he's had a better season than Lacazette. He's ended off better, but. Like, Arv, you're comparing apples and oranges. This guy's a seasoned striker, not young kids.
Since he's running down his contract and hasn't, and I'm sure Arsenal didn't even offer him a new contract. If we get like 30 million minimum, or I wouldn't even go low to 25. 30 mil,
you guys
accept
bought him
a bit.
For
this
what,
is Lacazette.
40? He could bought him 40, no?
No.
How much? 50?
Like 50.
50, man.
And 5 years, it's been 4 years now, right? So if you're saying 4 years, so that's 10 mil a year. You get 15 on his last year, bro. You kind of went out with like 5 mil extra.
Again, we need someone.
I don't know how that math works, but I hear you.
I'm saying like if it costs
it sounded good. It sounded good. Don't worry.
I heard,
it sounded good. I got you.
I heard when they bought him from Lyon, there was more clauses. Oh, if Arsenal make it to the Champions League or win the Champions League, they'll offer like they'll give him another 5 mil. So obviously Arsenal saved money.
Arsenal knew what they were doing. Probably. That's like that Ballon d'Or clause for Martial. They knew what they were doing.
Listen,
Ace, who do you
sell? Get this guy out of here.
I'd say sell only because he's running down his contract. He's hitting stinks. 30 he's now. He's not gonna help us.
Sell. Get him out of here.
Yeah, I'll say sell. All right. I'm cool with that.
Leno, let me go. We need to get this guy out of here as soon as we can. He needs to leave. Listen, I never liked him. Ever since he signed, I never liked him. He's overrated. He has the German clout, and that's it. What is this guy good at?
In the German team. Stopping?
Bro.
Bro, if Neuer and Ter Stegen didn't exist, he's starting for Germany.
Yeah, and...
Yeah, I got you.
No. I was going to say if some Ethiopian players didn't exist, I'd be starting for Ethiopia. Oh, but we don't have any Ethiopian players to name, but whatever.
Gideon's a lot. No. He doesn't even play for Ethiopia.
Leno needs to go, man. Buy somebody else. This guy's not good, man. I'm sorry. He's not that good. He's a mid-table keeper. We're also a mid-table team. But if we have ambitions for higher things, then he has to go. He can't be our number one.
What sucks is that we gave up Emmy for...
Because he's I don't think he'll accept that.
I think you got to talk to him. Either you
stay. No. He didn't accept that. He was very against that. When Petr Cech was in our team, he wasn't playing the Europa games. He was very upset about that.
Emmy.
Also, when Emmy was here and when Emmy hit form and he came back from his injury, he publicly came out. I remember the one game he got a clean sheet. He was like, listen, I'm the number one.
So you give him an option. You say either you leave or, well, this is on the backing of if you guys get a proper first choice keeper, right?
Yeah,
you give him
exactly. Option of which is a big one.
Or you accept the second role and you try to work your way back to number one.
And that's or what we does. Keep Leno and we sign another keeper because we need to sign another keeper. Matt Ryan, I don't know his contract situation. Be honest, I'm not too fond about him. Like, he hasn't really got a chance.
Third choice.
But like, it's good when you have competition, obviously, right? Like, yeah. Same thing with like United, De Gea.
It's trash competing with trash. Get him out of here, Arf. It's not complicated.
No, we all had that conversation. When Emmy was hitting form for Arsenal, we all had that conversation.
If we can get money from him, let's get him out of here.
I'm saying Leno keep.
No, I'm saying
has to be keep. He's one of our best. He's one of our best players. Ace, he's one of our best players. He is one of our best.
You don't have anything right now to replace him.
He's one of our best players.
He's our best goalie.
But you don't have anything to replace him.
What does that mean?
No, he's one of our best players.
Who could you feasibly bring in? To replace the first
the
choice
only, and the only keeper we're linked with is a guy who got tested positive with drugs
so
and
what?
Stuff.
So what?
Steroids and all this.
And the other one is going to PSG. Donnarumma's gone. He's off the table.
Donnarumma was never going to happen.
Never realistic.
No, that was never going to happen.
Okay, that's fine.
It's not going to happen, bro.
It's Arsenal.
That's about
it. If you guys bring in Onana. I believe Arsenal news for a second.
Listen,
we do
overpay players and wages.
Whoa. Slow down.
We can afford the wages.
For y'all.
No,
I believed
man.
For
no,
y'all.
No. We are living in reality here. Leno, I'm saying sell.
But you don't have anybody else.
Okay, so what are you saying?
I say keep.
Forget the long talk. What are you saying?
I'm saying keep.
Keep. Okay.
I say keep and then get another keeper
we're keeping
in.
Yeah, I'm saying sell.
I agree with that.
Which I do see happening this season.
David Luiz.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Bye.
Already.
Assalamu alaikum. I wish you all the best. Goodbye. I really don't. Bye.
He's free. He's out.
Yeah, he's gone.
Free 99, bro. He's gone.
Next one, kind of interesting.
Ooh.
Ainsley Maitland-Niles.
I'm sell. I don't think Arsenal is the right fit for him. And I do not like his attitude. To this day, he still thinks he's a midfielder. He's had so many opportunities to prove himself and take the right back spot.
He's never
gotten
a run of games
in
midfield.
No, because he doesn't want to play. He's publicly came out and said, I don't want to play fullback. I'm a midfielder.
He's never got a run of games in midfield.
He goes to West Brom, plays like shit. Like, he's not fitting into the...
It's West Brom.
Listen, Arteta's given him multiple chances at midfield. Look poor.
Arteta's never given anybody a reasonable chance.
Wallahi he has. He's played three full matches.
Playing a game doesn't mean giving him a chance.
90-minute matches in midfield. Look bad. Literally, those games, you look like the worst player.
And those games, have we ever looked good? No. You're expecting the rookie player to look good in a team where everybody looks like
shit. Ainsley has a lot of value.
Come on, man.
Has a lot of value. Does not fit in this team. Even if he was to come back this season on the team, he's not starting.
He's one of the best one-on-one defenders in the league. You know that?
No. That's absolutely false.
Before Juan Bissaka.
He's one-on-one.
Yes, he was.
No.
England team, he was locking people down.
Yeah, he started in Baku. What happened?
Come on, man. The whole team played like shit. Why do you keep blaming him for everything?
He was one of the worst players on that team.
Come on, man.
He was the worst, one of the worst performers that day.
Ainsley, one-on-one, he defends very well.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I will keep him.
Ainsley Maitland-Niles is not a fullback for me. I don't, and him saying I don't want to be a fullback, like,
listen,
he's never going to become a fullback.
Sorry, Mo. Sorry to cut you off. Another thing, all the teams are like linked with Ainsley. Want him at right back. Wolves wanted him. They were willing to offer 20 mil to, for him to play right back. What happened? He didn't want to play. It's his fault.
I'm saying.
I see you
loan him. I think he's taken the wrong decision.
Actually.
I see you loan him.
Loan him again?
Yeah, loan him again.
Give
him
I think he has 2 years left.
You guys give him half
let me double check.
You guys gave him half a year on loan to West Brom. And West Brom at that point where it's struggling.
Contract till 2023. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not mad at that. Another year loan.
I'm not
but he's a little bit. I swear he's like 23, 24 That's now. Fine. Like this is the time you break it.
We loaned Loftus Cheek out. And that guy was supposed to be our star.
Yeah.
Like it happens. You loan him out. You hope they get their feedback.
If you're trying to rebuild and this is a player with value, this is the player you let go. This is a player you sell.
No.
So you can bring in funds to sign a midfielder.
You loan him out.
Which we do need.
Not this season. You loan him out. If he does good, you can sell him for more next season. Why the rush?
We need money this season. We're in a crisis and we do. And if Arteta needs a backing, we obviously, the Crockies are going to look to sell. So we need players like...
I don't think Arteta's going to be the guy for you to take you to that top four spot. So I say you loan him now, see how he does. And then when you get a next manager, hopefully the funds will
work. I back Arteta.
I mean, you are agreeing. Loan. Yeah. Moving on. Pablo Mari.
Keep.
No. I'm not.
What is wrong with you?
You don't have center backs. All right.
I don't know if you're trolling.
Let me talk.
I don't know if you're
wrong. I'm not trolling. Listen.
This is crazy.
We don't have Europa games anymore. I want Gabriel playing most of the games. If Pablo Mari is in this team, he's not going to... Either Pablo Mari or Gabriel is playing. We don't have the amount of games for him to play.
We don't need depth.
We have a lot of depth in defense.
No, we have decided... David Luiz has gone on a free. We have also decided that Duck Holding is leaving. Right?
No, but he's a left-sided center back. Him and Gabriel are playing the same position. He's a left foot.
It doesn't matter.
We need a backup.
He's a left-footed though.
There's no center. Why am I saying we? There's no center backs in your team.
And I'm hearing we're linked with the kid from Brighton.
Oh, Ben White.
Ben White, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Nice that long talk. You guys are not spending 40 mil on a center back.
Yeah, I wouldn't even sign that.
Apparently, we're
going
to spend 250 mil
on a
Brighton
center back.
Finished 16th, and we're trying to sign him.
All
right, man. I don't know, man.
He's older too. Like he's okay.
I'm saying keep Pablo Mari.
Okay, I don't mind keep. Again, we're not making any money right now when I'm looking to sell. So
this is quick.
Right now, we failed as a board.
Martinelli keep automatically.
Like I see, 10 mil on the sell? Martinelli keep, 100%.
Yeah, you think Arteta's not even discussion.
That's not even discussion. No? 100%. Would you say more?
Here's the thing. The reason I asked you think Arteta's going to play him, rather. Not start him, sorry.
He's not going to start him.
Do you think he's going to play him enough?
No.
If that's the case, I say loan him out. Why waste his time?
Very good point.
We need him though. We still need him. Even if he's not going to play that much.
Forget what you guys need. You guys are looking for the future, no?
Yeah.
When he comes back next season, he can stake a claim for a starting position if he does well on his loan.
I'll tell you more. The fans won't accept that. If we loan out Martinelli and not bring in anybody in,
sometimes
fans will not accept that. Arteta wants to keep his job.
I hear you on your heart.
Fans are already on the fence with Arteta.
Listen, you want to move like a big club? Act like a big club.
You need a young player who's going to go and get it. And on this whole list, this is the one guy you know will do that.
But do you think he's going to play enough? If he's not, you're wasting his time.
Doesn't matter. You need him there. You need him there. You need him there.
All right, keep them.
His pressing in like the last 15 minutes of the game will help us like clean up and
get
anybody
to do that. Get anyone to do that.
No one does that as good as him though. Yeah, it's a skill.
I know it's a skill, but what I'm saying is like if you're keeping him to do a press in the last 15 minutes, bro, like you're ruining his career.
Nah, keep him. Next player, Mavropanos.
So, I think there's a lot more value with him right now. Obviously, he looked good in Stuttgart. He played right center back. It really depends what happened with William Saliba. I think it's either they're going to keep Saliba, or if they let him go, they're going to keep him up. Rapidness. I'd sell. Apparently, Mistat wants to keep him. Mistat is in charge, helping in charge in Stuttgart. So I think there's value. You can get five mil off him, maybe.
Yeah, I would say so.
We bought him only for like
300K or something. I know nothing about this guy.
He hasn't really got a lot of playing time. He's injured a lot, too.
Next player.
Ooh.
Reece Nelson.
Potential East Ham before.
Reece Nelson, potential, but I don't know. Whenever I've seen him play for the first team, he looks so like shaky.
No end product.
It looks like he doesn't know what he's doing. Even the games where people tell me he plays good, he scores a goal. I'm like, your movement's not like, it's not solid.
I'll tell you this.
I don't know what it is.
The games he played in Europa, solid. But he's not going to get any playing time. He didn't get any playing time this season. He's played a few Europa games only in the group stage. Bro, you would even start him. I don't know what was up with Arteta. You should have loaned him out last season. We were excited when he got loaned out the season before to Hoffenheim. But I'd say sell. If there's any value with Reece, this is a chance you take it right now before it keeps up. Or loan him out for a season.
Yeah, loan him out.
Loan him out.
Why not? We're not making money. I'm here trying to make money.
How many years?
I see English young talent possible.
You're making like 5 million.
15. Yeah. No, you can get 10, 15, I think.
He's not with our marketing.
That big. Bro, stock's not that big.
We need to get whoever Liverpool, Liverpool is in charge
has
of
the best farm.
Yeah, fam. They sell Brewster for like 40 mil.
I think they got finesse.
Solanke.
Oh,
Solanke.
They always finesse more than they get finesse.
Bro, they bought Salah for like 30 mil, bro.
Bro, they bought.
They bought Mane for 30 mil.
They bought Jordan Ibe for how much?
And no, they sold him.
Yeah. For how much? A lot.
Yeah. Way more than
they sold Dominic Solanke for 30 million.
Which is
mad. They sold Ryan Brewster for 30 million.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That guy, whoever was working at Liverpool, we need him at Arsenal.
FSG.
He's getting at least 20 mil for Reese.
They finessed us. They bought him for a dirt cheap from Chelsea.
Okay, so yo, Reese Nelson.
All right, loan for a season, yeah.
Reese Nelson, what are we doing?
Loan.
How many years do you have left?
Let me double check.
Because if it's 3 years, loan him out. If it's not, I say honestly,
keep contract to 2023, yeah. I'd say loan him out.
Loan.
Yeah.
Okay. Next
one. Ooh.
Eddie Nketiah. I say keep.
I say sell, bro.
I say sell too. Are you kidding me?
Think so?
He doesn't look good. Bro. He doesn't look like he's gonna be good for you guys. He doesn't look like he's gonna get any better. Like,
yeah. It's just,
but you need a backup striker for the season.
You don't need it when
you have Bellingham.
Three competitions.
You have Aubameyang. You have Martinelli. Nah, bro. Time to sell. This is a player again with value as well. This is
I think a player who's very good though.
Top goal scorer for English U21s. Captain for English U21s. English talent. You know, there's clubs are willing to buy him. Leeds wanted him before at the winter window, but I don't know. Another player with a lot of value. He was at Leeds before, but they wanted
Bamford's
him for money.
Ended up starting over him, and then he was mad, even though Nketiah was scoring more, and then now Bamford's taken off. But what I would say about Nketiah is that he scores a lot of goals for the U23 team.
Yeah.
He scores the odd goal for the first team, but then it's like he's always coming on in moments where there's no real hope in games or it's a weird game to play. So I don't know. I still think he can be a good player. If I had to choose between him and Balogun, I choose Balogun. Obviously, but if we're already loaning Balogun, I would keep Nketiah.
But we don't know with Balogun, so like it's hard to say.
Oh, I know Balogun's gonna be good.
I don't think you need.
I
him this
know
season.
He's gonna be.
He's never good. Played I'm in the Premier League, so
either of them this season. You've already kept Alba. You've already kept Martinelli. Do you really need? What, would you rather have Martinelli at least be the backup for?
No, I say so, and we buy a striker.
We buy that too, but I'm saying
I say we keep Nketiah and we still buy a striker.
I'm saying let's get rid of him at that point.
There is value with
it. Bro, Martinelli's going to end up playing on the wing.
Transfer market value is at 70. I say mil. And he has 1 year left on his contract, too.
Oh.
Yeah, big sell. Big sell.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are really like cutting it to the
bro,
like,
Arsenal.
You know, 1 year, you don't get that much money.
I know. That's why we're in this crisis.
Okay, Partey, keep.
Obviously. Naturally.
Yeah.
Pepe?
Unless we get like 60, 50. If I get 40, 50.
No, you're not. You're not.
Actually, we sold him for 45. Yeah. Partey? If we get 60 mil. I'll take the sell them.
60 mil.
I'm not crazy over Partey.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's buying it for 60, so let's keep.
He's shown to be so injury
a little
prone
overrated.
This season.
A little overrated.
That why would anybody put in 60 for a guy this injury prone?
It's a keep. And he didn't even look that great when he
played. No, it's 100% a keep, but a little overrated, to be honest.
Pepe?
Don't even argue with
me. Oh. Sell for me.
What?
Sell. I want Saka starting every game. We don't need depth. Pepe's probably not going to get as many playing time as you.
We don't need depth.
No, I'd rather sign someone else.
Do you understand
wingers?
How insane this guy
no, no.
sounds?
Pepe?
I can't
listen,
believe you.
Wait, time
Pepe's
out. Pepe's
hit form at the end of the season. He has not shown up for Arsenal.
Question for you.
He has not shown up.
Bro,
there
Saka
is
showed
a
up
lot
the beginning
of value
of the season?
With Pepe.
No, Arf. Saka showed up in the beginning of the season.
Oh,
he didn't
Saka showed up for the full season.
No,
well, you want to have this debate with me?
No,
feel free.
Huh? No, he didn't.
What?
No, he didn't.
Tell me when did Saka have
the
bad game?
He fizzled out to the end of the season. He was leggy. He was tired. Pepe stepped up
because he was
big.
Outplayed because he's been
so you're
carrying this
with
team.
Me. You do this all the time.
No, but like
you can't contrast my point by agreeing with me. What?
And then arguing why it happened.
Yeah. What? I'm not talking about the context. I'm talking about it did happen.
I think there's
no.
I don't think he's a Premier League proven player. He's had his chances for two seasons.
Pepe's been on fire.
Again, when there's no pressure, he goes on fire. Literally, when there's no pressure, he'll show up in Europa games against like.
Why are you expecting players? Players to play good when the senior players don't show up?
Name me a goal other than United, which United were shit at the time. Name me a big team that he scored against. Name me one big performance. Thank you.
You are nuts.
Thank you.
I don't even want to justify
80
that question.
$80 million down the drain.
Yeah, but
down the drain. He's not had one big performance.
So if it's down the drain, what are you doing trying to sell him? You have to keep him, right?
No. You sell.
How much do you
get value off him. You're obviously on a loss. Listen, you're obviously on a loss already.
On my life.
You sell
I'm actually heated. Yo.
How much do you
want to sell Mr. Nico? No.
No,
Arf, shut up.
Let me stop you. This is the same guy who says, yo, I always believed in Pepe. No, no. Remember? Do you remember these conversations?
I'm talking what's good for football club. I'm talking what's best for Arsenal football club. You sell him, you get value in, okay, and you strengthen this
how
team.
How much do you think he's not done such it. A liar, man?
Well, Allah, he's not worth it. Well, he's not worth it.
How much do you think you can make off of him?
50? 40?
You think you get 50, 40 off him?
Maybe.
If,
I think
if
it's possible.
If this is a guy that's flopped as hard as
how many years left on his contract? Like, there's clubs that probably want to strengthen. I'm sure there's a French, like Lyon, they lost Depay. They probably want. Wouldn't mind buying
him for free though. They're not. They didn't that's get what I'm money.
They could. There's clubs that could afford him.
Investing that money.
If there's a club that's willing to sell it, I'd take.
I am willing to take him right now.
Yeah, but
Pepe's been so good recently. You know that
in games that don't matter. You were just talking about that. In games that don't matter, he doesn't show up. In games that matter, he doesn't show up.
Bro, the whole we went on a run of like.
He's had
games.
One good game.
Why can't
Man City and FA Cup? But who was our best player?
One game. Pepe. He's been on fire the whole second half of the season.
And we're eighth place.
The last third of the season.
Where was he against Villarreal?
Why can't...
Bro, who showed up? That's what I'm telling you. You hold this player to such high regards, but you don't say anything about anything else.
What was our biggest...
Aubameyang, you want to keep, but you want to sell Pepe. Why? Yes. What's the reason?
What was our biggest weakness this season? Attack.
Opportunities, creating chances.
Creating chances.
Pepe is playing on the wing. Is he creating enough chances? Saka was better at right wing than Pepe was. And Saka is not even a right wing.
Pepe might be first and goal contributions are second.
Why can't they coexist?
Even Arteta wanted Willian over Pepe. How many times has he dropped him? Even if he had a good game, he dropped him. There's a reason.
Willian over Pepe?
No,
hold on.
Please tell me what you want. No, why can't they coexist? Why can't Saka and Pepe coexist?
Because they both play right wing.
Yeah, you can have Saka play left and
right. No, Saka's been proven at the right wing.
No, but he plays well.
Saka's proven it on the right wing.
I'm not saying it.
No, but
Pepe for me is so.
Forget the proven.
I'm keep.
All I'm saying is, Saka can play left wing, no?
Listen, the same energy you have for Xhaka, I want you to have that for Pepe. Because they've both been just as poor. Xhaka, we bought him for a very expensive price.
I am not saying anything else.
Xhaka's half the price.
I know, but it's still expensive, overpriced, a little slightly overpriced. Where we could have bought, with 80 million, we could have done so much more.
We'll get to that.
That is insane.
And we didn't even need him at the time. We didn't need a right winger. We needed a
conclusion. I'm saying keep. I don't see any reason why you give up Pepe right now. You spent 80 million on him. You don't just give him up after two seasons.
You don't see a return on your investment yet. You're not even waiting to see.
I do agree with
Pepe. Hasn't proven in the Premier League, and he's had two full seasons. And you guys are acting like he has potential. The man's 26, 27. He's already supposed to be proven.
I understand how nuts this guy sounds. I don't want to say anything more.
Would you
speak, I'm in big trouble.
You know what? I'm going to make a poll. I'm going to make a poll on the IG. I want to see everybody's opinion on Pepe, whether you keep him or sell.
Would you take Zaha?
I think they're just they're same. I wouldn't take him.
You wouldn't take him now, right?
Yeah.
But Zaha's proven. And he had a pretty poor season.
No, he's been very shit for Crystal Palace.
For this
he's
year,
been very bad.
But honestly, my point is...
Again, the way Roy Hodgson plays him like a left mid. Pepe's playing right wing attack.
I don't know.
Wilfred Zaha's playing literally left mid, like a wing back.
I have nothing to say. I can't believe this.
You're not proving anything,
though.
Oh,
my God.
You know, you say he scored these goals. Games don't matter. He's not showing up in the big games.
I think you need him either way.
You want to sell a guy you just bought. Your record signing after 2 years.
Because before we lose more value on him, I say we keep him.
What do you mean
I
lose more
sell.
Value? What?
We want to rebuild him. We finish top four. Value. We sell now.
I think you lost all the value you would have lost in that first year.
Yeah, and by the that's way, what I'm saying. No, and you're at a point of no return.
And by the way, we're still paying for Pepe. It is in installments. I looked up his contract. We're only paying Leo 10 mil a season. So.
I think sell him Pepe now. Moved like probably a car and we lost half the value after that first season. Like, anyway. It was gone.
So what do you have?
I said keep. I don't see a reason to sell him now.
I can't believe it. I thought this was a no-brainer.
I'm looking at this sell, and we made like 5 million max. And you guys want to rebuild.
You still need a team. It's not about rebuild. You still need a team.
Yeah, what are you talking about? We're already doing so
I'm
many
looking
things.
To strengthen this team. You guys are looking to weaken it.
It's not about strengthening. There's opportunity to grow.
We don't even have 11 players on our keep. You know that. We can't even make a starting lineup. What?
RF wants everybody out.
Yeah. Okay, next player, Renarsson.
Out. That's
guy,
easy, bro.
Yo, Mo, look at my eyes. This guy sucks. Yo, Fab, big man thing. This guy sucks.
Wallahi, he's actually so doo-doo.
He is some no, hot fam, ass.
That, hey, fam, we kept playing.
He's
you gotta
one
get
of the worst bro, that City players game? I've ever seen.
Wallahi, that City game, he should not be playing for Premier League team. He should not be
playing. Play football.
He should
I
be playing
you.
Sunday League.
I promise
it's actually
oh,
mad.
Fam, no. Mo, look, he's back.
Again,
he is so bad.
Again, this is why I was Arteta out before. Fam, he was one of Arteta's signings. Arteta's one of the coaches that Arteta brought in from Denmark.
Yeah, he had a relationship with
relationship exactly, and he brought him in. He was like, okay, this is one of the guys. Arteta trusted that. Obviously, it didn't work out.
He was supposed to be our backup keeper.
You know we signed Matt Ryan because they knew this guy was ass. Bad. I'm telling you.
And we gave him one game.
We signed the keeper like three quarters.
He cost us the Carabao.
This guy is some hot ass. Yeah,
listen, should we put him in the special category?
I think so.
Listen, the special category we have is...
Send him to the Azkaban.
For those that don't get the reference, it's the prison of Azkaban from Harry Potter.
That's for the worst of the worst. The smelliest players. Oh my god, I can't believe this guy played for our team. Oh my god, I'm getting mad.
We got finessed.
Okay. let's reset. Let's reset us.
All right, at least someone on the high. This is someone
we England can speak international.
Keep, not even, don't even talk. Move on. Okay?
Bukayo.
If anybody has any debate about this, wallahi, you're getting a punch in the face.
Saka. I have a debate on that. I'm playing. Keep.
All right, next player.
All right, this is a controversial one because apparently they're looking to sell him. From what I'm hearing.
Not controversial to me. We keep him. What? He never even played. What?
No, but they're looking to sell him. I want to keep him. You know my opinion, Willis Lee.
I heard he's great in the locker room. Chemistry's going to go up.
Oh my god.
I didn't want to respond to that. We have to keep him.
I want to give him a chance, man. But
this is Fafana's senior. Even though he's younger than him, this is Fafana's senior when they were at Saint Etienne.
And he was the better player from this.
Please respect our Muslim brothers.
Bro, you know that William Saliba is the under 21 highest paid player.
Good for all of Europe. Good for him. Good for him.
Hey, man.
I think you have the talent for it. We better keep you.
Yeah,
you
and know? On top of that, we invested so much money to him. Give him a chance. Give him a chance, Arteta. We've paid $30 million. He hasn't even gotten a chance.
Wait, Mo, do you know how we signed him? We paid $30 million and we agreed to keep him at Saint-Étienne for a year.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, one of those PSG deals, how they got Mbappe.
And by the way,
When we needed a defender, we said, yo, hold it down. We'll wait to get our player next year. When he comes, we send him on loan. To be fair,
when you guys sent him alone to Nice, it was because he's had family issues and you need to.
Arteta's mistake.
Debunked that rumor.
Arteta made a mistake with registration rules. He could not fit Saliba into the first team. He realized, shit, I messed up. Inexperience, cannot play either any Europa games or even for the. Well, he was eligible to play for Carabao Cup games, but he didn't. Arteta just chose not to play him. But yeah, just. Very poor decisions done.
Keep, right?
100% keep for me, yeah.
He registered man like Kolasinac ahead of him?
Yes.
Yes.
Nuts.
What are you trying to say?
That summer, were you saying out, he registered Kolasinac ahead of him?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
All right.
Kill Arteta. But I back him fully. Callum Chambers
come back off an injury too, no?
Yeah, but they needed him for real.
Cool.
Next player is ML Smith Rowe.
Ooh. Keep. I don't know why I did. Ooh. That's easy. That's 100%.
Is there anything to discuss?
I'm very excited for him. I think he's going to have a stellar season, so definitely keep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, nothing to say there. Kieran Tierney, Reece James' dad. Oh, sorry. You know, Reece James' dad is Nigel.
Nigel's his name? Nigel.
Actually, Kieran Tierney, man.
People also refer to him as Kieran. I don't know why.
Future captain of Arsenal.
Future captain of Arsenal, future captain of Scotland, Andrew Robertson's rival, you know? Like, let's put him in the proper context. I'd say keep 100%.
Yeah, and he's only improving. But fitness is a big issue with Kieran, so I don't know.
What do you mean by fitness?
He can never stay fit, and I don't trust him to stay fit for a whole season.
I don't trust the Arsenal staff.
We do need to sign a left back. We do. We need a backup left.
100%.
Herrera.
I have something to say about this. I'm still so confused. Why did we send him to Atletico?
To sit on the bench.
No. The weird thing is, there was a consensus among Arsenal fans, Arsenal supporters, people in the media, to send him on loan. And I'm so confused. Why? What do you get out of it?
No, man. I
don't. Why are you sending him on loan? What do you get out of it? Nothing.
Yeah. It's just to make him happy.
I would keep him 100%.
But that you're paying for him. I think it was just with the Partey deal. It was trying to make Atletico happy because they did... use the clause on the deadline day. They're like, okay, listen, we don't want to have a bad
But they went and signed Kondogbia right after.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think they loaned out Tura just to make Atletico happy. Just keep a good relationship between the two clubs.
And then they got Partey.
Yeah. So to be fair, that's in my opinion. I don't.
That's dumb.
If you guys are looking for strikers, you guys should. Atletico Madrid always has a good one. So if you guys want a good relationship and you guys need strikers,
who would you take from them?
Bro, they always find one.
Yeah.
Taking who's gone from their team? Diego Costa. They've had Fernando Torres. They've had Griezmann. They've had.
Forlan, Aguero, Suarez.
Bro, they always have good strikers.
Yeah.
Always.
And by the way, I did hear Atletico is looking to sell Saul. So Arsenal? Maybe.
I love Saul. I always love Saul.
He's been on the bench a lot for Atletico, so he hasn't really been good the last two seasons, but I take
Since
him.
He signed for that esports team, I was going to say.
Back on top. But
Torreira, like, I'm obviously, Bio, like this, he doesn't want to stay.
Let him play.
I don't ever want to keep a player that doesn't want to be here.
Put him in jail.
I'm with Arf on
that. Why would you keep a player that doesn't want to be here? I know you won't make much money off him.
Would you keep him or not?
Football reasons, 100%. But I'm actually a big fan of Torreira.
It's going to affect how he plays. So you're keeping, you're selling?
Yeah.
How many years do you have left? I'd say just loan him again.
No. You definitely don't do that.
You're not going to get much money off him.
Definitely do not loan him.
No.
Keep him. Why on earth would you loan him again?
His contract runs out to 2023. He has 22 million value.
You keep him.
I'd sell. Because
you're not going to get money.
Because we're going to sign a midfielder. I'm assuming we're going to sign a midfielder.
I'm saying keep.
I say sell.
Then I'm keeping. Because if you're not going to loan him, keep him. Because you're not making money off the sell.
He doesn't want to be here.
Chelsea fans are so smart with money, huh?
Bro, he doesn't want to be here. Why would you keep somebody who doesn't want to be here?
And you want to reinvest that money. Like, if you're not going
to
make money,
let's go to the next player. Ace, you want to do the honors?
William, you're fired.
You're under arrest. More like
this guy out of
here. Straight to the gulag, man.
Straight to Azkaban. You're getting out of here. I don't know why you came in the first place, but yeah. Beside Renarsson is where you belong. Have fun in China. Move on.
China.
I don't think China wants him, bro. It's MLS, fam.
In China. Joe Willock. This is an interesting one.
Keep. 100%. We need goals from the midfield. No midfielder in this team is scoring goals.
You start him.
I'll be honest.
Bro, you guys know me with Joe Willock. I'm a Joe Willock guy. I've been speaking highly for him a long time.
Joe Willock fan, but the value that he has now, forget what Transfermarkt says or whatever other online database, the value that he has now,
Newcastle might want to buy.
I'm not saying he's ever going to be better than this, but he's on a stupid run of form.
Yeah,
if you sell him now, you'll get a lot of money.
Broke the record for a player that come into a new team in the Premier League and score 6 games in a row.
I don't think the bench too. I'll be honest with you, I don't think teams are going to buy that much. Like, they're not going to spend that much on a guy that's been good for half the year.
But he only played half a year.
That's
Newcastle.
He did this off the bench. Don't forget.
Newcastle might. Newcastle might spend the money.
I think you get 40.
That's not happening.
You're not getting 40.
That's not happening. At max,
you got that for a Wobi.
25 max.
25.
Oh no, I would sell for 25. I say keep.
Yeah. I say you keep if he can improve your midfield. Why not play him?
Okay. You need depth. You need depth over there.
Xhaka?
He's gone anyway.
Salam alaikum. It is time to go.
No, but it's a respectful. We're selling him. We're not sending him anywhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He can go. I have
respectful. You have to respect
him. I don't respect him. I don't respect him. He don't respect me. I don't respect him. Go. I don't care. I don't care about him.
Okay, we have decided, the two of us have decided a respectful sell.
I don't.
All right. So now, the person who this list was made for.
Rather, this category.
This category. Maybe this whole list. I kind of got this idea just because I wanted to send him here. But Hector Bellerin, you're fired.
Yeah, we can get a lot of money for Hector, I think.
No, we can't. And if
it doesn't more matter. Than, more than if these other players we mentioned?
If we can, it doesn't matter. You have to leave. I'm sorry, my friend.
I'm looking at the list we have right now. Other than maybe Lacazette, I think Hector Bellerin we get the most of. Xhaka, I don't think there's going to be much value with.
Listen, he's an Azkaban. He can't go anywhere. Listen, I'm sorry. You had an ACL injury. Things went downhill for you. But now you got an attitude.
He was bad before the ACL injury, too. That season before, but unlucky.
Yeah.
But
The next player that we had was Matt Ryan.
I wanted to keep him.
All right, man.
You want to keep him?
Respect
Bellerin.
Us. Respect us.
Yeah. What do you respect us? I still think he has some quality.
You want to keep Bellerin.
Would you take him at Chelsea?
As a backup.
Really?
Behind Reece James, yeah. Third backup.
And Espy.
Yeah, behind
Bro, Reece James is going to be your backup.
And,
you're going to have Hakimi.
Hakimi.
We don't have Hakimi, bro.
You're going to get him.
We don't, at this moment in time, you don't have Hakimi. So I'm not going to act like we have some you don't have.
I'd sell Hector. That's simple. best type of money we can bring in. I'm sending him to Azkaban. There's so many good fullbacks in the world.
He's young enough where he could turn it around, man.
No, he's not. He can't turn around. Bro, I'm telling you, he's an okay footballer. He's not good.
I think
he was not good. With Hector Bellerin, his pace gets him out of jail all the time.
Yeah, but I think with over time, with experience, you get the right coaching staff around him. You can make
him cross a ball.
I do think
he can't cross the ball.
People said Aspen can't cross a ball, and you got improved
on
that.
No. The way he strikes the ball is too soft. It's too side footy. He can't put power in his feet.
You could change that.
Are you willing to wait for your starting right back? No way. Get him out of here.
I'm saying he's improved. He can improve.
No, he can't.
I would personally keep him. You guys decided to sell him and send him to Azkaban, but I would have kept him.
I can't believe it's not unanimous.
I'd sell. You know,
a respectable sell.
A respectable sell. He's done, like, he's good and bad with Arsenal. Like, in his early years, he won us 3 FA Cups. So I'm not going to forget that.
So what? But, he also scored a long-distance goal against Chelsea.
That was a big goal.
I gotta do that.
The classic 1-1 win for Arsenal.
I'm trying to give you reasons to send him to Azkaban, bro.
No, but
how would that give you? That gives
I don't know why.
You.
Yo, hear me out. I don't know why.
My opinion won't change.
I don't know why with Hector, I totally see like the Giroud effect. Like I see him going to a team and winning a Champions League Premier League.
Good for him.
I just see it. See it happening.
I hope you do. Goodbye.
I just think he could be decent.
Are we missing anybody?
No, so we got Matt Ryan now.
Matt Ryan. Keep if you can.
I mean, he's off. His loan has ended. These are three players. Our players that their loan have ended. And
Matt Ryan can go.
If we sign a keeper, if we have no keeper, I'd sign him.
No. I say you sign him as a backup.
He has 1 year left.
We already said we're keeping Leno. So you guys want to keep Matt Ryan as a backup?
I think he's on a free.
I think he'd take third option.
We don't have a second. It's just Leno.
Yeah, right now it's just Leno. But if you guys don't end up getting a keeper, he'll be your second. If you end up getting a keeper, he'll be your third.
Yeah. He's a good player. He's a good keeper. I was happy when we signed him.
I see.
The guys who also...
Odegaard.
I don't think he has a chance. If we could, I'd keep him. Even 50 million, bro. Like... I'm hearing crazy things. I'm hearing we're linked with Madison and we're going to pay like crazy amount.
Yeah, Madison, Odegaard. Honestly, Madison's better than Odegaard. Honestly, currently,
Madison's been poor. He's created so many chances for us.
He's a better Premier League player. That's 100%. Not a fact. Yeah. That's not a doubt. I think Odegaard's a disgustingly talented player. He was almost an A stamp. I think he was in before it got rebranded. But I just don't think the Premier League fits him too well, and even if it does, even if he could learn to adjust, Arsenal's not the team that you do it with.
Yeah,
you're a lightweight. You can't really push yourself around too much.
So you say don't even pursue the 50 mil.
I would say take it because I think he could grow into something else. But I don't think the team will give him what he needs to be great.
Yeah.
All right.
And the last one was Ceballos.
Salam alaikum.
Yeah. Like I could go.
Get the hell out of here.
I used to really like him.
So that one just released.
I was very wrong about Ceballos. He really disappointed me.
I'm glad you admitted this after I said he was not good.
All right, that's about it.
The list will be on the Instagram.
We'll post it.
Social media.
If you ever want to look back at it. But
let us know what you guys think.
Hey, let us know what team we should do next.
Yeah.
Throw it in the comments what team we should do next, and we'll pick that next for keep, sell, loan, or send to Azkaban.
All right, we'll end it off there. Take care. Peace.
See ya.